The University of Hawaii system, which includes 3 university campuses and 7 community colleges, has an annual operating budget of $1.3 billion. It will need $16.2 million more in July 2016. Calbert Young is UH Vice President for Budget and Finance.
$5 million for the Cancer Research Center, $3 million for UH Manoa Athletics, $350,000 in College of Tropical Agriculture and Human Resources, $306,000 for the Office of Research Compliance, and $1,093,000 for the Environmental Health and Safety Office.
The supplemental budget request includes $6.5 million for full-time positions, equipment, and program support. The capital improvement budget is for another $185 million for construction and basic upkeep of existing buildings. Vice President for Administration, Jan Govea.
On average, the University of Hawaii as a system needs approximately $77 million a year just to address the preventive maintenance type projects that will avoid having a project turn into deferred maintenance. So with that in mind, we currently have a system-wide deferred maintenance backlog balance of $503 million.
Govea says $138 million will be used to address deferred maintenance projects. She says UH is also in the process of restructuring staff and purchasing construction management software. But Representative Matt Lopresti says tuition and fee increases cannot pay for these projects and place a greater financial burden on students.
We shouldn't do deferred maintenance on the backs of the students. We shouldn't do land development on the backs of students. We shouldn't be fixing toilets on the backs of students. And those same comments, respectfully, can certainly be applied to athletics as well. And students are taking out loans to pay these fees. And my fear is that that's just where it's going to end up going.
Representative Isaac Choi, chair of the House Committee on Higher Education, requested the UH briefing. He said the UH administration's priorities seem to be misplaced.
What line item is for academics? Which one is saying we're going to improve the engineering program or the history program? I want to spend money on the kids. And now they can indirectly say, oh, yeah, you know, we're building buildings and schoolrooms and everything for the kids. But no, I think their management focus may not be on the students. That's bothersome.
But UH President David Lasner says all of the campuses are investing more in academics and campus rankings are up and students are graduating in greater numbers within 4 years. He says all branches of government must cooperate.
We're a public university system, and you know, this is how we solve problems, is we need to work together with the executive branch and the legislature. You know, the regents also need to weigh in on this, but we need to move this forward with some kind of approach that we can all agree on and try to follow over a multi-year period.
Nearly 70%, or $900 million, of the university system's annual operating budget comes from research, tuition, and fees. Wayne Yoshioka, HBR News.